Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And we welcome you to the end of another week, the end of another month. And for those of you watching a little Gwen and Chris on the YouTube, I say to all of you, yabba dabba do. Yeah, some of us came dressed for success today, I guess it is. I will say this, guys. First time I've ever worn a tie doing the show.
Yeah, no,
so
no doubt.
That's something.
For
everybody. You didn't even have to change your shoes for this.
No, this was it was actually point. Encouraged to wear flip-flops with this outfit. So anyway, thought we'd have some fun today. We always do. But Friday,
for everybody who can't see, Chris is dressed
as
Barney, or is it
Fred
Barney?
Flintstone.
Fred Flintstone.
Yeah, I got the Fred Flintstone outfit.
I
got to
be honest, Chris, it almost like you don't have a costume. It fits so well.
It's really relaxing.
It's
you know,
almost like,
you know what I got to say? The folks in Bedrock, they knew it was right when it came to getting
clearly
creative
as
and,
it fits your style. It's
just, creative and relaxing clothing. I'm very happy with this look. I could wear it more often for sure. Baseball season could come to an end today. I think a lot of us kind of hope it does. The Blue Jays will host the Dodgers in Game 6 of the World Series. We will certainly get into all of that today. We've got a big weekend coming up for SDFC. They go to Portland. They'll take on the Timbers tomorrow night at 6:30. Keith Costigan, television analyst for MLS Season Pass on Apple TV, will help us preview that matchup. And I guess Chuki at least made the traveling squad this time.
He'll come off the bench.
Hopefully he'll come off the bench. I wonder if Mikey Varas is saying he'll come off the bench, but maybe secretly hoping he doesn't have to even bring him in. You know, like we'll get a lead and I can make him sit one more game. I like what Mikey Varas has done, honestly. Even though we don't know all of the details that what happened, Tony, it's pretty obvious that, you know, Chuki did something that, you know, certainly rankled the makeup of that squad.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you want to see an example of a coach who lets players get away with stuff, all you had to do is watch the Miami Dolphins last night.
Was coming.
How did I know that was going to work?
I mean, that's exactly what they did.
It just felt like a stray was about to come.
It was an easy comparison. But anyway, SDFC will go for the clincher tomorrow. San Diego State has homecoming, and the Wyoming Cowboys, Kirk Kenny, will help us preview that. And we're also only a few days away from the Aztec basketball opener next Tuesday against Long Beach State. J.D. Luster for that. So, How are you guys?
A few comments on the chat. They're saying, they're asking what I am. I'm clearly Ghostface, okay? I got a shirt on that says Ghostface.
Oh, okay.
And they're saying that Tony is Anders Dreyer from the MLS team.
He's got to have his jersey on, so that's something.
I got my SDFC jersey today.
You're rocking your jersey.
Yeah.
You're ready to go. All right, good deal. Yeah, thanks for being with us. Of course, if you don't know, you can watch the show on YouTube and you know, just look up Gwen and Chris. We also have our Gwen and Chris overtime, which I understand yesterday, Scraby, there were some comments.
Yes.
On
yes.
our, if you heard the Gwen and Chris overtime, again, you find it on YouTube, but had the long discussion on the what happened to me yesterday when I got caught at a red light, a four-way stop, and the
rough
red
and road,
light would not change.
Yeah.
And it went through three or four, you know, times, and we still couldn't move. And I finally started getting impatient, as I expected anybody would.
Apparently not, though.
But nobody else around me seemed to mind sitting there.
Here's some of the comments.
So, yeah, give me some of that.
From David, how many were on their phone and not realizing their turn was missed so many times?
Right?
That's a valid
good one.
Point.
That's possible.
That's a good point.
Right? Trevor says, get with the program, folks. I totally know that corner. Light's been broken for 3 weeks.
Oh, really? Wow. Okay. Thank you, Trevor. I wish I would have known that ahead of time.
Could have avoided
would have gone a different route.
Other ones were Nate said Larry David would be so proud of you for that rant.
Okay.
Andy said solution, jump out and press the pedestrian button, which is not a bad idea.
Okay.
That is
I would have to take that under advisement next time.
That's
a good one.
It kind of
you would think that might click it into
going into working.
Kayla says, I've done this multiple times with a shoddy stoplight near my house.
With the push the pedestrian thing?
You know, it would force
luck,
it to happen.
The tough part, though, is given where you were
I was
located.
Way over to the left. I was going to say, what would happen to Larry David is he'd push the pedestrian. By the time he got back to his car, it'd be too late
they would already have turned
to go.
Green,
yeah, that's what would probably happen.
For sure.
All right. Well, if you want to hear that whole rant, make sure you find our Gwen and Chris overtime. And when you get there, make sure you sign up to be part of all of that. We give you some bonus material throughout the week, so we invite everybody to join. All right, guys, is the season going to end tonight, Tony? I mean, not do we want it to end. We all want it to end, but you think this is it? Is it also one of those things where Toronto kind of better win tonight? Don't even take it to it.
I don't even know that we're in a place where it better. I think these two teams have been pretty equally matched when it's all broken down. I think it behooves the Blue Jays to go ahead and win tonight. I mean, anytime you get to a game seven, it's anything can happen at that point. Certainly, they have the advantage. I expect that that stadium is going to be, the Rogers Center is going to be just crazy loud for tonight's ball game. And listen, this is the only puzzle they haven't solved. I mean, they've beaten Blake Snell
twice.
Yes,
Yamamoto, right?
Yamamoto went nine innings of complete game
baseball. Gave them the one run, and then he retired 20 in a row to finish the game.
Yeah, and so that will be the thing tonight. And I said it at the beginning of this series. The Blue Jays' best shot was to put up runs, and they have held their end of the bargain.
Yeah, and the Dodgers haven't been able to keep up.
They haven't.
Dodgers can't hit all of a sudden, and they're going to make another couple of changes to their lineup
Mookie
tonight.
Mookie sliding to the cleanup spot.
I mean, if the series was 15 games, Mookie would be batting 10th. You know, they keep dropping
keep
him
dropping
every game. He's fourth tonight. Miguel Rojas is going to play second base. They're going to move Edmund to center field. And so basically Rojas takes the spot that Alex Call took of Andy Pajes. There's no Andy Pajes again. And Toronto has the advantage of getting George Springer back. Although you bring up an excellent point yesterday, how many swings can he take with that oblique?
He's not a,
messed up.
He's not a soft swinger. I don't know if you've seen George Springer swing.
He puts a little into it. Yeah.
He's definitely, you know, getting off his A swing all of the time. Can he throttle that back? Because you can still be effective, but mentally, can you actually pull it off? And so
I always feel like in golf, and this isn't golf, but in golf, whenever I walk up and I say, I'm just going to take a nice, relaxed swing, the ball almost goes further.
Yeah.
But I don't know that works in baseball.
I think,
you know, baseball,
I think it does. I think it can work that same way, but We'll see. We'll see, because I'm just not sold on the oblique.
How healthy is he going to be? We'll find out. 5 o'clock for that. Our show goes till 6, so we'll keep you up to date.
Real quick on
as
the,
that gets going.
On the Mookie Betts front, because right. I was watching, I saw some foul territory today, and Eric Kratz was talking about some of the numbers that you can get on Baseball Savant to see kind of his attack angle. And, you know, right now,
Mookie,
yeah, he's making a ton of outs in the
fly
air.
Balls.
Yeah.
And so, in fact, if you watch him, he hits the fly ball. You know he's going to be out because he immediately puts his head down. And then he runs to first. He knows he's out.
He does.
Before he leaves the box.
And it's brought up the debate of, you know, so often we're talking about launch angle and swinging up.
Right.
But in order to create the angle, you have the swing process, thought process has to be towards down. And right now, that small adjustment could be the difference of him setting fire. And
they said on the webpage, if he read that and was able to apply it, is that what you're saying?
I'm sure he knows. But okay. his attack angle at the baseball is I think it was like 14, 15 degrees, maybe even a little bit more, 17.
Okay.
But either way, that's leading to these pop-ups.
Do you want a 0 degree? Or do you want...
No, you don't want
a level swing.
I think... At launch angle, where they are recording it at, right, where the ball, where your bat meets the ball,
right.
on your best launch angles, that's not because someone started from swinging down here to up there. They had to start from, you know, a different part of the equation, right? Their hands start high, they attack towards the baseball, and as it gets through the zone, right, your bat starts to meet the ball level, and as the further you catch it out, the further that bat starts to start his angle upwards. But either way, that's the fix that he's going to end up trying to make tonight. And
yeah, we'll see if it works.
Can he do it in a matter of one game?
He's crucial. And Otani and Freeman, you brought this up the other day. They went 0-for-11 the other night with 6 strikeouts.
Right.
The Dodgers can win, but they're less likely to if all 3 of those guys are shut down. And they've got to come through. Otani... You know, we have sang his praises endlessly, deservedly, for some of the games he's had. But if you take away a couple of those monster games, the 3 home run game, which is hard to take away, but if you did, he's really done nothing. And that is hurting the Dodgers, isn't it? You're laughing. Why?
Well, it's just hard to, as you said, it's hard
take
to
take it away. I know.
Remove the 3 home run game. Did he have like 2 doubles too? It was like.
Yeah, no, he had 2. Well, there was one game he had 2 homers and 2 doubles, and then the other game he had the 3 home runs. So he's had 2 massive games.
Right.
But if you take them away, though, his numbers are very
in
ordinary.
Games, what was that? 1-3 or 1? No, was it?
No, the 3 home run game was the clincher against the Brewers.
Okay,
so that was the last series. Yeah.
So really, just in that one,
just
game
the one
the
game,
series,
he's hurt the Blue Jays,
and the Blue Jays have pitched him pretty well. So I think they're confident that they know what they got to do to go out and win. Whereas, although the Dodgers know what they have to do, it is seemingly a little bit harder to pull it off, especially considering how the offense just hasn't been able to come through. But again, one game can change all of that.
Right.
And so, you know, it should
be
a good game.
Yeah, the Dodgers win 9-2, then they're going to be heavily favored tomorrow regardless.
Right.
So you never know. One thing we do know, this is the first baseball season in history that will both start and finish outside the country. That's the first time this has ever happened. Started in, was it Tokyo? Whatever the first game.
Yeah, it was. It wasn't Tokyo.
Right,
Dodgers
Tokyo.
Played the Cubs in Japan. So it's finishing in Canada,
you know,
of course,
what,
either tonight or tomorrow.
Speaking of Mookie, that might have been where his season was lost.
Yeah. Because
he got
sick.
Yeah.
And then lost all that weight.
Yeah.
And proceeded I think, the worst year of his career.
One quick note before we go to break. Brenton on the chat. Just tune in to Gwyn and Chris on YouTube.
Oh, no.
Just tuned in, and Chris and I are wearing the same costume.
We both forked over the $21 on Amazon.
Brandon wants to know, is Lori dressed up as Wilma?
No, she went disco queen from the 70s, so we're not together.
All right.
I don't know that
How
there was.
How can you do Fred Flintstone and Disco Queen?
I don't know that there is a Wilma out there.
There definitely is. Well,
I didn't
a Wilma.
Try to search a little bit harder for a Wilma.
I'm going to type in Wilma Halloween costume. It's going to come up faster.
Why don't you get one and get it delivered and have it on by the end of the
Wilma.
Show?
Boom, $24.99 Wilma costume.
All right. Well, sorry we disappointed you.
It wasn't me. It was Brandon. Mr. You disappointed Scraby. Brandon.
All right. We are underway. We got a good one for you. When we come back, how does the milkman sound to you? We'll talk about what we're talking about. And the latest on the Padres, of course, the Dolphins did, please me some by firing their general manager, but they have a long way to go, obviously, as Baltimore waxed them again last night. So we'll get into all of that, the rest of it. Gwen and Chris, happy you're with us. Happy Friday. Happy Halloween on 97.3 The Fan.
At Verizon, lock in our best price ever on the best 5G in San Diego and be the best you. Stream your favorite music on the way to the beach. Check how the tide's looking for a day on the water. And
fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Happy Halloween, everybody. Hope everybody gets out and get some candy. Get some of the candies out there.
I hope there's a little candy left by the time I get home. Our neighborhood gets started early.
Pretty quick.
Yeah, they get rolling.
You got a young neighborhood?
We do have enough kids, certainly, but I think people bring families to our neighborhood. And park outside and then walk around.
I'm not a fan of that.
Why not?
Because you don't live in my neighborhood.
Yeah, well, I mean,
I'm not buying candy for some kid from Carlsbad.
Well,
come
who
down
am
here.
I buying it
You're
for?
Right.
Do
the
I
kids
actually
of the
know
the
people?
You don't really know the kids.
You don't know the kids. You know a few of them.
But... You're right, but it does bother me.
I think we've seen our neighborhood like kind of get the
you kids get that get, before.
They're getting older, so
right,
not as it's not, our street's not as popping as it was.
My wife is a big fan of the kids.
I think as you get older, the kids aren't as interested anymore.
Yeah, they go from getting candy to throwing pumpkins at night. So.
Right now, all of my kids are pretty much still in it. They're still going.
Our neighborhood is a circle, and I think the kids that are dropped off there,
cul-de-sac.
Yeah, but it's not even a cul-de-sac. It's
go
strange. In and then you go all, you know, it's a circle goes all the way around and then you'd go out. right?
Yeah, it's really weird.
So it is a circle.
Yeah.
But I think what happens, is the kids that are dropped off there don't know when the circle's over. So they come by and ask this again. Same people.
They just loop around again.
And my wife isn't a fan of that. Yeah. But
no. Oh, going double dipping?
Yeah, well, they don't know. I don't think they know they're done with the circle. So they just keep, they keep trying.
Okay.
And they get Lori's wrath on that one, which I don't recommend.
Speaking of rafts, the NCAA, and now they're kind of linked to this NBA betting allegation. This kind of broke a little bit earlier this morning. It says college basketball season prepares to tip off an NCAA gambling investigation with links to the NBA betting scandal is impacting the status of multiple players at several schools, according to sources familiar with the probe. One player has been dismissed from a team, and at least two other are being withheld from competition due to eligibility concerns related to the investigation, according to sources. Now, these are separate cases from the Eastern Michigan, Fresno State, San Jose State ones we talked about early in the year. Western Michigan was told, according to ESPN, that the senior guard Justice Williams will not be participating in competition pending the results of the recent NCAA investigation events that precede his enrollment at the school. So this is just seemingly, the net is seemingly getting bigger and bigger. It started with the NBA in terms of the Terry Rozier and Chauncey Billups.
Doesn't it seem like if you look for it, you're probably going to find something?
Yeah, that's what it's feeling like right now.
I mean, when's the last time they investigated and said, nah, we didn't find anything? So, you know, I think the best idea for the NCAA is to just, not listen to Greg Sankey and just go ahead and let the gambling begin, you know?
Wisconsin announced Tuesday that senior forward Elijah Gray has been dismissed from the team because of events preceding his enrollment at the school. Dayton announced Sunday that is withholding sophomore guard Adam Nijhe from competition after being notified by the NCAA of potential eligibility concerns. This is, I think, why, move it, all jokes aside, why Sankey is part of the reason why he is, and the SEC is pushing back as hard as they can, because this is already starting to unravel. And I would imagine allowing those rules to go through will only put this in turbo.
Yeah, the NBA, although they're paying a lot of attention now because of the controversy, they're still stopping far short of saying that, you know, the fact that we are in bed with, you know, gambling outlets is something we need to look at. That's the one thing they will not touch. They keep saying, well, we got to get rid of the prop bets, or we got to ask this and ask that. And, you know, but it's a good thing we're connected with these gambling outlets so that we're doing a good job of keeping an eye on this. And that's just, we know that's just, you know, a bunch of malarkey. So on it goes. Yeah. I just hope that, you know, where it stops, nobody knows. And that's concerning for sure.
We'll keep an eye on this. I'm sure this story will continue to develop. This hour is brought to you by Toyota of Poway, voted San Diego's number one Toyota dealer by USA Today. With APRs as low as 0% and tons of the new Toyotas on the ground, no tricks, only treats during the Trucktober sell event happening now at Toyota of Poway or online at toyotaofpoway.com in the heart of San Diego. Chris mentioned, what was it? It was
the milkman?
The milkman.
Yeah.
Zach Gallen.
Yeah, the guy who pitched for 5 years as the milkman before I understood why they called him that. Not very smart on that one.
Obviously the last name Gallen. It kind of equates to the milkman, because that's what they used to hand out during those times when milk was delivered to your actual doorstep. I don't know. What year was that, Chris? You was around that time?
Yeah, it was. I was there for the beginning of it in the 20s and then on. Yeah, about the 70s, they stopped doing that.
Nonetheless.
Never mind.
Nonetheless, that is a name that, according to Jim Bouton, the Padres could be interested in bringing aboard. Zach Gallen.
Would he not? Let me ask you this. Because he had a down year for him, does that make him cheaper, or is his agent still able to say, no, last year was a down year, you're going to have to buy the tip-top Zach Gallen.
I mean, his body of work would say that their agent is going to be able to do just that.
Right.
Which
yeah.
is say, yep, this is an aberration. Yeah. The rest of his credentials show that he is worth this much money. So, but he certainly is one of, when he's right, outside of last year, when he seemed to be right often, he's one of the better pitchers you can have in your rotation.
I'd sign up for him.
For sure. I think, him and Ruben Niebla, I think could.
Ruben getting right back on track.
I think that would be an easy project for Ruben.
Ruben would have a lot to work with.
Oh, yes. Indeed.
Remember when I asked Ruben at spring training and I said, God, I wish I would have known you when I was in college. Remember, I was just joking with him because you could have helped me. And he said, how fast did you throw? And I said, well, in the high 80s. He goes, I couldn't have helped you.
He immediately said, no, I could not have helped that. I couldn't help you.
No.
But we're at that time of year. I mean, we're getting close to the World Series. Once that happens, this is the type of conversations we'll be having until actual names come off the board. But Zach Gallen would be a good piece if the Padres could entertain what it would cost to bring him in.
I was also reading from that same article that because of his struggles this last year, he could be gettable in a way that you're not going to have to pay top dollar for him.
I think that's fair.
Carl Sheffer's with another question
over there.
I think it's fair to say that you might be able to get him a little bit cheaper, but
right.
I don't think it's nothing that's like moves the needle.
I think it was more of years on the contract.
Yeah, for
so
sure.
You're not getting seven, you're getting three.
He may end up, I mean, depending on the market, because remember, you are moving into a time where there's some uncertainty. So teams handing out years beyond the collective bargaining agreement, and we saw this not that long ago when this happened the first time. There were guys who had to re-enter free agency taking that kind of one-year prove-it deal because teams weren't willing to go the amount of years that it would take because of the possibility of a work stoppage. So that's the other thing to keep in mind.
That's another thing that you got to negotiate for sure.
100%. Are teams, Padres included, willing to enter this free agent market knowing that there is no guarantee that the seasons will continue beyond 2026 without any interruption? Do they?
So who does this favor in negotiations, the team or the player? Because the player... Is the player going to want to take a four-year contract when they might stop getting paid after the first year? I don't know. Yeah, it's a all right.
I would think so. I would think you still take it. I mean, I think they would all assume that eventually the deal gets done, and
yeah, if the deal gets done,
you're probably working under those particular guidelines. Or that CBA that the deal was actually done under. You're not even under the new CBA.
The dumbest question of all is going to be this one. Why don't they just settle something now since they know they'll eventually get it done down the road? Yeah, I know.
Can't do it.
Negotiations never work that way. I know.
You just got to kick that can as far down the road as you can.
Yeah, I know. But you know you're going to get settled. I mean, the only other option is that you just eliminate baseball forever. So you're going to get something settled. So why not just get it out of the way.
That's logical.
I know.
You're speaking
right.
Logic.
Logic doesn't enter into it. Yeah.
All right. Let's get to break.
That's how we did things back in the day in Bedrock, Tony. When we had a problem at the quarry.
Flintstones.
When we had a little problem at the quarry, we just ironed it out.
You slid on your Brachiosaurus into
that's
work.
That's right. Yeah.
Bare feet moving the car.
Man. Chris does have the calves to be able to move a car.
Yeah, you know, I believe it.
Maybe.
I believe it. We could call a little Aztec Friday here today. Kirk Kinney will join us next, talk a little Aztec football. We got J.D. Lester a little bit later on in this show, talk a little Aztec basketball. It's a nice Aztec day, must say. More going to Chris on the other side.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's great to be lording over the organ there on Halloween. Welcome you back, Yabba Dabba Doo, Crisello, or Fred Flintstone. We got Dryer, Rounders Dryer over there, and I don't know what Scraby is.
I'm Ghostface.
What is that?
What is that?
Scream. Oh. Ghostface is the killer from Scream.
Oh, yes, but he's got the long. Wait a minute. That doesn't. You don't look anything like that.
You just have a shirt.
Oh, you have
on.
A t-shirt on.
A
that
t-shirt
doesn't qualify.
On, yeah. That does qualify.
You know,
that
speaking of Larry David, they showed a clip of Larry David last night of two kids in normal costumes or normal wear on Halloween coming up to his door, you know, on the show. And he's like, "What are you guys?" And they're like, "I'm my sister."
What?
And he's like, "Get out of here."
Seriously.
You know Larry David, and he doesn't give him anything, and then, of course, they come back and they egg his house, and
I knew
the show was on.
I was going to take flack because everybody says, Scraby, you love the scary movie. Scraby, you love all that stuff. This is a year-round thing for me, so I don't need to dress up on Halloween because I am living spooky season year-round.
I kind of disagree with you, but I think you should have dressed up. But it's okay. We are here, and we are rolling. Kirk Kenny's going to join us. Here's the story of the day, though. Never mind the World Series. Never mind the Dolphins firing their general manager. Never mind who might be coming to the Padres. I think Tony will agree with me. This is big. Tonight begins the NBA Cup.
Oh, my God.
That's right.
I knew you would like that.
I forgot.
I knew you'd be happy with that, Tony. I knew you'd like it. Yeah, all the games tonight are in the regular.
Don't be a natural born hater.
Don't be a hater. Yeah, that's right.
No, this thing has
been. Here we go. Here he goes.
This whole NBA Cup thing is far too confusing. I don't care. About
Scraby.
It's a preseason tournament, basically.
If you don't care.
The stats don't even count.
No way. Totally
you're
wrong.
Whining if
totally
you don't
wrong.
Care.
Totally wrong. The only game they don't count is the actual championship game,
right?
Which is kind of silly when you think about
everything
it.
Everything else counts,
but the rest
buddy.
Of the games tonight do count in the normal standings.
Cool floors, uniforms.
Right? You got the fun floors tonight.
Come on, dude.
Fun floors.
You got the colorful floors.
Don't
come
be
on,
hater,
Scram.
What is it like? Tuesdays and Fridays and the
That's
second
right.
Thursday.
I believe
March.
It's going to be no. I think this year they're going every Friday for the next month, and
that makes it
of,
easier.
And a couple of selected days during the week to make sure everybody
days.
Plays. That's going to throw him
That's
off.
You know who's
make
most mad
upset.
About this? The guys who have to change out the floor. They're like, really? I got to change out the floor for this
well,
stupid
seen,
NBA cup?
Have you seen NBA arenas now? Every team has 17
right. they
floors.
They do that on an everyday basis
yeah,
now.
They all have.
Well, they're like, why do we have to add another one for this stupid all NBA right. cup? It and doesn't even count.
I would surmise
it does too.
That most people don't complain like you.
Probably.
Yeah, maybe not.
No, the
no
game,
there's a lot of complainers out
maybe
there.
Not.
Don't
maybe
forget,
not.
Again, the results of tonight's games do go in the regular standings
That's
as
right.
well.
But
and then
I thought you said the stats don't matter.
No, the stats
matter. Stats do matter, buddy.
Yeah.
They
no,
matter.
They're part of your. This is all part of your 82-game season. It's very confusing for a guy like you. I totally get
you can't,
that.
You have to watch the games. You have to watch.
But what is the benefit of winning the NBA Cup?
You get some change.
Lakers put
a
banner up a couple years ago.
Sure did.
That's
I don't
it.
Know, but having said that, Tony, I don't know which team won it last year, so I've already forgotten.
Pacers won it last year, didn't they?
The NBA Cup? They won the entire thing.
No,
or
they
no
did
Thunder
not.
Did.
Thunder
did.
Did. I don't know
Thunder.
Who won the NBA Cup last year, but I do know the Lakers won the first one. Couple years ago.
I All do right. know that because they put up a banner and LeBron kind of was laughing at it. So,
oh, was he?
Yeah.
You just made that up.
You have no idea.
You just literally made that up.
One thing that we're waiting, is Kirk coming on shortly? Talk about the Aztecs, but they brought this up. I think it is interesting. There's been four seasons in baseball, Tony, where the World Series was contested between one team had swept the LCS and the other team had gone seven, which is what happened this year,
yeah.
right? The Dodgers swept, Toronto went seven. And the team that went seven won every time. So maybe there is a little something to that layoff because
oh,
well, maybe Toronto's
you know
trying
gonna,
to do it
know,
again.
Well, you know we're going to hear that excuse.
You're going to hear it if they win, right?
100%.
Gonna
Toronto
hear.
Wins today, tomorrow.
It'll all be because of the layoff.
The seven-day layoff was just too much.
Yeah, sorry, Dodgers. All right, Kirk Kenny is indeed with us. He doesn't have to go anywhere this week, right? The Aztecs are finally back home.
Little I have to put a Snapdragon.
Snapdragon, what'd
well,
you say?
That's a little bit closer. You don't
he
have
said
to,
he has
you
to go to
you
Snapdragon.
You don't have to drive to Fresno or nothing.
You're probably
crazy
not
like that.
Stuck in a major trap. Did you? How long did it take you to get out of downtown LA last Friday?
Oh, like an hour, hour and a half.
Wow, that's pretty
not that
actually
bad.
Fair.
Yeah,
yeah.
One more reason to dislike LA.
There's a lot of
that's
them.
That's number 83.
Let's talk about another shutout, Kirk. And you know, both Tony and I agreed, although I read in your story that there's been a lot of pushback in Fresno. The fans are mad that they didn't just take the field goal at the end so they could avoid being shut out. And both Tony and I thought, no, that's a, you know, be a, you know, a competitor. Go out and try to score your touchdown. Anyway, for the Aztecs, three shutouts is pretty good.
I agree. It's most in the nation and I kind of can see, you know, if somebody wants to keep a streak going, okay, you know, you're throwing a field goal and that keeps it going. That was what's amazing, and that was the first home shutout in 40-some years for Fresno State.
Oh, wow.
So
I didn't
that might
know
be
that.
Why they were making such a big deal.
They had
it.
Never been
but
shut out
it's kind
at
of
home.
Bogus. Yeah, it, to okay. me it's kind of bogus to just do that to try and avoid being shut out. You know, you're not really avoiding it by, I think, kicking a field goal. But
yeah.
Yeah, the Aztecs have been amazing. What's it also interesting in this matchup against Wyoming is they're coming off a shutout of 28-0 against Colorado State. So I think that adds a little more intrigue to this matchup.
Kirk, what's the deal with Jaden Dinegal? His name popped up on the questionable list. We saw him come out due to the stinger last week. Is he going to be set to go for tomorrow's game?
I think that's going to be the big question. The final availability report comes out 3 hours before kickoff. I was kind of surprised to see him pop up on there. Although at this point in the season, I think you can make almost everybody questionable because
yeah,
I'm
sure
they're not 100%. But that being said, I saw him Wednesday practice and he looked fine to my eye. I don't know if anything Thursday practice was closed, but you know maybe they're just they felt compelled to put that up there. You know, maybe there's some gamesmanship going on. It makes Wyoming think about, hey, maybe we got to see a different quarterback.
If Emmanuel is the guy, do they have a pass package for him? I mean, you know, he's come in and replaced Denegal a couple of times here. And to me, they've just kind of exclusively gone with the run.
Yeah, they haven't thrown one.
I don't know that he's probably thrown a couple, but not many, right, Kirk?
Yeah, he's 5 for 8. Now, I mean, obviously, a lot of times he's coming in the fourth quarter when the Essex have a big lead, and so yeah, you're not going to keep throwing usually there anyway. But that is, he's much more known for being very good on the run and not so much for the pass, so you definitely would have to change the game plan to account for that. But we'll just have to see. I mean, in some ways, you know, does that, his ability to pass or lack thereof, kind of even out the surprise of having a different quarterback? I think it'd be intriguing either way, but I think Aztec fans want to see Denegal.
Kirk Kinney joins us. Union Tribune covers the Aztecs, and Kirk, a 10.5-point favorite are the Aztecs. That's not typical, especially with these two teams, right? This is pretty close matchup most nights.
Yeah, the last four matchups the difference has been a total of 11 points. So it's been pretty close. And in fact, this is one of their closest series. The Aztecs only lead it 20-19, and that was because of last year they won 27-24. So regardless of how good or bad either team's been playing through the years, it seems like they usually put on a pretty good close game.
Do the Aztecs need to do a little better job of getting the – I mean, I don't want to be critical of a 23-0 game in any way, shape, or form, but their playmaker is Napier. And he didn't really get into the game last week. Now, did Fresno take him completely away, or did the Aztecs use him more as a decoy, or was this something that maybe it was a tad of an oversight?
I think it was a combination of things, both things that you said there. One thing is he had probably the biggest play he made was on the one when he fumbled the ball, because there were guys kind of holding him down. He still was able to get up, and he made the tackle to prevent a potential touchdown the other way. But I do think they're just probably looking at how a team attacks the Aztecs. And I think Fresno State was much more determined to take him out of the game. And so they went to other guys for success.
Now, Wyoming on their side, they don't have a crazy good offense, but you mentioned the three shutouts that they've had. They've also been able to turn the ball over. I mean, what does this Wyoming defense look like? What kind of issues can they maybe press upon the Aztecs?
Their biggest thing last week against Colorado State, they had three interceptions, and two of them led to touchdowns. They've been, I think, decent at forcing some fumbles, which the Aztecs have been very good at not fumbling. Their first fumble of the season was last week that they lost. So I think that's one thing to try and somehow knock the ball out of the Aztecs' hands. The Aztecs have been very good protecting the ball through the air. So it's going to be interesting to see if they can, you know, maybe force a few things that do create some turnovers. I think that's Wyoming's biggest chance of staying in the game is forcing some turnovers.
Aztecs take on Wyoming tomorrow. 4 o'clock is the kickoff at Snapdragon Stadium. I know, you know, some of my college friends have traveled back for the game, and you know, I know that they're still trying to, you know, increase the excitement and get that home field advantage to where they are. But I got to believe that people are taking a little note. I mean, just on the fact they're a 10.5-point favorite tells me somebody's noticing what they're doing right now, Kirk.
Yeah, I think they're really looking at the defense, and those three shutouts loom large, especially in this matchup. Wyoming just has not – I mean, they've only averaged 21 points a game, which I think is 111th in the nation. So between the two of those, I think that's what's gotten the spread as high as it's been. And then the Aztecs have been productive enough on offense that I think they think the Aztecs will put up a few points. But, you know, it's been an interesting college football year in general, and Mountain West specifically. We've seen some upsets and some scores that you might not have imagined.
Looking ahead, Kirk, and, you know, we hate to do that, but that's kind of the nature of our business here. The Aztecs move to 7-1 if they get the win. They'll continue to be undefeated. They got Hawaii next week, and then they have Boise State. And that sets up probably what would be the biggest matchup of the season for the Aztecs. I mean, we're talking about it before you had on Tulane. getting beat up right now. I mean, some of these teams starting to chip off that the Aztecs need to get ahead. But obviously that Boise State matchup looms pretty large.
Completely agree. I think that one, if they continue on their present paths, I think that will be for home field advantage for the Mountain West championship game. The key before that, obviously, Aztecs need to beat Wyoming to stay on track.
Right.
And then the Hawaii game's big because Hawaii only has one loss in conference. If they can beat the Aztecs, that would give them a leg up on the Aztecs for that other berth if it's Boise State. And right now it's the Aztecs and Hawaii and one other team. I think UNLV also has only one loss.
Right.
What hurts UNLV is they don't play San Diego State, so they can't try and get a leg up in that regard.
Now, don't say any of it, Kirk. We're going to run through them all, baby. Feeling it. You're going to be busy around the holidays, Kirk. I don't know if you can drive to Georgia, wherever the hell you're going to have to drive for a college football playoff, but you better gas up the car, my friend.
Yeah, I'd like to go to Georgia. Atlanta's the home.
You're not going to drive that far, would you? Come on.
If I get a couple sponsors, maybe.
And I'm sure they – the one thing about Georgia, I know they have a Chick-fil-A down there because that's where it was all invented.
That's where it started.
Yeah, so you get to go to the home of Chick-fil-A. I'm bringing Georgia up as a possible opponent. Who knows who would be the opponent? If the Aztecs got there, it would be the greatest thing I can imagine. Kirk, enjoy the game tomorrow. And are you dressing up today or what's your Halloween plans? Anything for you?
Well, I put in a lawn to tell people to stay off it, and I'm going to go as an old man.
You put in a lawn just so you can tell people to stay off of it. That's good.
Good stuff, Kirk.
Be aware if you're in Kirk's neighborhood tonight. He'll be
coming
after you.
You know, we haven't had a trick-or-treater in 22 years, and I'm hoping to keep that streak going.
22 years? Oh, goodness.
Well, they have to. We have a hill that's, you know, takes about, you know, 3 minutes to climb, and so that just, I think, really discourages a lot of people.
It's like, the kids say, is that worth it? Yeah. Sorry.
They go for the low-hanging candy.
Right. And if we get up there, all that's going to be up there is a sign that tells us to stay off the lawn.
Right.
So we're not doing it. All right, Kirk. Thanks, buddy.
Kirk.
Enjoy the game.
All right.
Kirk
Talk
Kenny.
To you later.
Yep. Aztecs, Wyoming tomorrow, 4 o'clock for the game. 7-1. Hawaii, 8-1. Boise, 9-1. I don't know who they finished. I get two more after that. And then
I mean, we got a ways to go.
We got a long way to go. We truly do. But it is fun to dream. And as they say at the end of Shawshank Redemption, hope is a good thing.
For
so,
sure.
You know, we got hope.
Hope is all we got sometimes.
And we didn't have hope last year with the football.
No
so
hope.
We have it this year.
No that hope is, at all.
That is good. Scraby, he's funny. I remember Kirk being that
I know
funny.
I'm funny. Thank you.
You are funny.
Thank you. No, Kirk was definitely – that was
hilarious. He's on a roll tonight. But no, you brought it up. Tulane lost last night. We're going to get it into the Daily Gambit. But that was a big loss because they were one of the teams that were ranked slightly above the Aztecs in the best of the rest. So those are the kind of games, you know, it's a Thursday night game. You don't pay much attention to it. That was really helpful last night as far as the Aztecs are concerned.
For sure.
Yeah.
And that's why they just got to keep going out.
Keep doing your
thing. Care of business. Let these teams knock themselves off. And, you know, we could send old Kirk to
Kirk driving to Atlanta for the playoff game. That would be something. He'd have to call us like every day that week, stopping in. Yeah. Where are you today, Kirk? Where in the world is Kirk Kenny? Yeah, we could follow him all the way. All right, real quick on the Dolphins, I'll get it out of the way. You know, it sounds silly to say this, but they actually didn't play that badly, I didn't think. The score was a blowout, of course. But if you looked at the total yardage, it was almost even, which is strange for a 20-point spread. Lamar Jackson, I thought, made four good plays in the game, but they all just happened to be touchdown passes, right? Tua could get down the field but couldn't get in the end zone. But what do we think of them firing the general manager and not the coach? This is a very weird thing to me. I can't think of a lot of examples of this.
This has your boy written all over it.
Stephen Ross?
Stephen Ross. We read that earlier, that he was not inclined to like making moves during the season.
Right.
This is the closest he can get to
that. So this is the best he could do.
just to try to appease.
Do you think he's that dumb? I do. But do you think he's that dumb that he looked at his general manager and said, you're the guy who spent all this money on these bad players, instead of saying the coach is the guy who can't seem to coach them?
I don't know. It seems like ever since the governor of Louisiana came out and has been on top of the AD's heads, it has shifted the blame from the actual coaches now to the people hiring the coaches.
Yeah.
And he seems like he's the second casualty of this right here.
Yeah, well, adios to him.
I don't even know if before today anybody could have told you who the Miami GM was.
I was probably the only one who
could have told you. The only one.
Yeah. I knew it was Chris Greer.
Did you?
Because earlier in the year, which this popped in my head immediately when I heard the news, he said this is going to be like a financial reset year. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
If you say that before a season, yes, exactly.
he was trying to lay the groundwork.
But yeah. I think it's better to keep McDaniel there for the rest of the season just because it throws the team into chaos even more, you know?
What are you playing for at this point? To me, I think you bring somebody in and you start setting a new tenor.
Yeah, but unless you're going to go out and hire the person that's actually going to be there beyond just this season.
Are they 2-7?
2-7, yeah.
They would have to win out, basically, for the playoffs.
They're not, yeah. Well, that was long ago lost, for sure.
Sorry.
All right, Ravens. Meanwhile, the Ravens are now 3-5, and everybody's talking like they're going to the Super Bowl.
That is true.
Calm down. They whipped the Bears and the Dolphins. I don't know if that's quite ready for Super Bowl, but they are a whole lot different with Lamar. We know that. All right, a little Daily Gambit and more Gwen and Chris around the corner. Good start to the program today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.